Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, and away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, February the 4th, or February the 4th, 2022, 17 and a half minutes past the hour here. Scott Spears coming at you live from a remote location here in Marion. I always wanted to say that, coming to you live from a remote location. Let me tell you what's going on here, because this might be a little difficult this morning. I was not able to make it into the studio because, as many of you know, Marion is currently under a level 3 snow emergency. Now, radio people are still allowed to be out during a level 3, but my problem was the street I live on has not been plowed for quite some time. So I learned last night there was no way that I was going to be getting down the street that I live on, so I've been trying for the last 12 hours to figure out how I could come to you this morning from a remote location. So here I am. I hope you can hear me well. I'm getting reports that I sound good. That's good to hear, and we'll see how this goes. Now, should I go away for some reason, remember, I'm not in the studio, so stick with us. We will try to patch me back in, but I'm miles away from the studio at this point. And let me tell you, the real tragedy of this day is that I do not have a diet soda with me, because I could not get to McDonald's this morning. Now, that is the real tragedy of this level 3. Now, we're going to keep you updated. Let's run down the delays and all this, and then I'm going to tell you how you can call me, because I do still want to hear from you, even though I am not in the studio. We do have an alternate number that you will be able to call this morning to talk to me. And the calls will sound a little different because we don't have our telephone interface. But we are going to do the best we can. So let me run down what I have so far here. 19 minutes past the hour. And I want to thank Adam, who is kind of engineering this whole thing this morning from the studio. And he's also remote. So there is nobody in the studio this morning doing anything. We're all doing this remote. So remember, if we lose contact for some reason, stick with us. We'll try to get it all patched back together. Marion remains under a level 3, and I'm going to go through what that means momentarily, because I don't think people quite understand what a level 3 is. Nobody really went through it, so I'm going to do it here momentarily. But here are the closings. Ohio Health, Barks Road COVID drive-through testing location is closed today. It will open on Saturday, February the 5th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The Marion Medical Campus is closed, including all OPG practices in Marion. All Ohio Health urgent care are closed. All the urgent cares are closed, but virtual appointments are available, so check that out. Deluxe Rehab is closed, Doctors Park Lab is closed, Downtown Marion Lab is closed, and Marion Radiation Oncology is closed. All important things to know, as well as the Center Street Clinic. They are closed today. The Sheriff's Office, the administrative offices for the Marion County Sheriff are closed. Marion County Meals on Wheels are closed. Of course, all the schools. Marion City Schools, Marion Preparatory Academy, River Valley Local Schools, Ridgedale Schools, Pleasant Schools, Elgin Schools, all closed. Marion Technical College is closed. OSU Marion is closed. Now, this is something that happened yesterday, and I'm not really sure what the impact will be today, but Republic Services has announced that the Marion County Transfer Station is closed due to the weather. Therefore, the City of Marion Sanitation Services daily trash pickup could be impacted, and residents should expect minor delays. Now, to be honest with you, I doubt many people are setting their trash out this morning. I don't know where you would set it on top of 10 foot of snow. Marion Area Humane Society is closed. I believe the courthouse is closed. Let me get a little better organized here as I'm running through all these closures. The Marion, Marion County Courthouse is closed. All offices contained in the courthouse, including Marion County Court of Common Pleas, Marion County Adult Probation, Marion County Clerk of Courts, all closed today, will reopen on Monday, February the 7th at 7:30 a.m. Please contact the court, probation department, or your attorney to determine when any appearance or appointment you had for today, Friday, February the 4th, has been rescheduled. And I want to run through real quick what a level 3 snow emergency is, because I think this is important. And it's very, very easy to know. Due to the extended weather forecast and increasing snowfall rates through the afternoon hours, now this is what Matt Bale sent out yesterday. We went on a level 3 at 4 p.m. on Thursday, February the 3rd. Now here's what a level 3 is. All roadways are closed to all non-emergency traffic. Driving is prohibited unless it is due to emergency, essential business, or work travel only. Those traveling on closed roadways for other than emergency or essential travel may be subject to arrest. That is what a level 3 is, if you want to know. Now, the sheriff's office is also offering this. If the public needs to call the Marion County Sheriff's Office for snow level information, please call 740-382-8244, option 1. And basically, if you're not on the list this morning, chances are you're closed, because we are under a level 3, and that means people should not be on the road, and that's the way it goes. And I'm looking at my email here, and we just got something about Marion Area Transit from the mayor's office. So let me get to this real quick here, open this up. As a result of Marion County currently being under a level 3 snow emergency, Marion Area Transit will be closed on Friday, February 4th. At this time, plans are to resume bus service to normal hours of operation on Monday, February the 7th. However, some modifications in service may be necessary depending on road conditions. And I'm going to print this off so I have this the rest of the morning. Now, those are your closures. And basically, if you're going anywhere this morning, work, anywhere, just know, call ahead. We're under a level 3. And you're really not supposed to be on the roads at this point. Now, all that being said, we are a station that loves to take phone calls. Now, here's how we're going to do this morning. I am not in the studio, so I am going to give you a one-time-only alternate phone number. We do have an alternate landline phone number that I can offer you this morning. I know a lot of people have the station programmed into their telephones. But here is the alternate number if you want to call me. Now, it will sound a little different over the air when you call in, but we're going to do the best we can to make sure you're heard. The alternate number is 740-751-4038. That's the number to call. 740-751-4038. That is the landline we have in use only today for the location that I'm broadcasting from. So if you want to give me a buzz, let me know how I'm sounding. Let me know what's going on. As I always say, you guys know better than I what's going on in the community. I have not been out of the house for about a day and a half now. 740-751-4038. Who is the guy who used to broadcast from a remote location? Wasn't that Wolfman Jack? I think it was. Well, now, I'm going to have to turn off the ringer, because as anybody knows who listens to me, the sound of a ringer is something I absolutely hate. Hey, you're on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Well, that person went by the wayside. Okay. Well, here we go again. We're going to have to get this ringer turned off because I'm going to go crazy. Go ahead, caller.
Hello there. Let's give this a try, Scott.
Let's give it a try. It's going to sound a little tinny, but let's give it a shot.
Let's just try to have a deeper resonating voice like a certain gentleman who's on from time to time with the metallic voice. I just have a bronze voice, maybe a silver voice at times. So, in terms of the snow report, I was out shoveling, and it's probably 6 inches. And there was that granular and sleet that fell yesterday, but we got a lot of fluffy snow, so it shoveled pretty easily. Just interestingly, you know how I'm a geography geek. Channel 4's website is saying Columbus is not under a snow emergency. That number 3, snow emergency. That's actually incorrect, because these and Fairfield, Delaware County, which have some of Columbus, are level 3. But Franklin is level 2. My street is 3 houses down from what I would call a semi-major street, which they usually take care of. And it's passable, but I'm, you know, cars are driving slowly. A guy was out walking his dog. A dog tried to kill me, but that's okay. This wasn't used to somebody shoveling at 7 in the morning. So, I mean, it's not that bad. The National Weather Service, or weather.com, was saying Columbus got 11 inches, Marion got 6 inches in the last 24 hours. I think it's the other way around. I don't know what they're measuring.
Oh, no,
The airport might have gotten it worse, even though I'm well northwest of the airport. So.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting here, because Marion got, if we didn't get the 12 inches, we got pretty close to it. And drifting, just like the blizzard of 78, I mean, we did not get big drifts like they had back then. But one of the problems is drifting. As I always say, I always kind of, the snow accumulation, I always kind of get my numbers by the table on my back porch, because I can see that through a window in my kitchen.
I measure what's on my deck, and there's 6 inches. Because I did a shoveling yesterday that I shoveled again. And Findlay got 2 inches, that's what's fascinating. Marion got the worst of it. Then you go north, usually Findlay gets it pretty bad.
Well, it's funny, because on that table right now, there is basically no snow on it. But it's because the wind was so rapid yesterday that it blew the snow into drifts. I did shovel my driveway yesterday, because I thought, well, if I can get to the end of my driveway, I might be able to get in this morning. And my driveway was a complete drift. If you went up by my garage door, it looked like we had 2 foot of snow. But at the end of my driveway, there might have been 4 or 5 inches. And that's basically the problem. If you pull out onto the street in front of where I live, you can do that. It's pretty clear there. But at the end of my street, there's about a 2 foot drift.
Yeah, and here, I think it started getting windy, literally, maybe quarter after 7 as I was shoveling. So I picked a good time to shovel. And I think it was windier up there. So the landlord's assistant was telling me, it's not, because it wasn't really that cold. It was mid to upper 20s yesterday. It's not hard to treat the ice, as long as it doesn't get too thick. But shoveling is pointless, because it'll just blow right back to where it was. But it may depend upon what side of the street you're on. So,
well,
just to study and the consistency of the snow, it's what I would call skiing snow. It's fluffy with that ice layer underneath. So it's not that bad outside. Yeah, I'm a northerner. I don't mind snow, as long as it isn't 5 below and windy. It's nowhere near that. But it's not really snowman building weather, because it is too fluffy. But maybe if we get a little sun this weekend and it packs a little bit, I may go out and build a snowman. You're never too old to build a snowman. It's a good thing. And know, you have a contest with the neighbors. Whose driveway is more clear? Who has the prettier snowman or snowwoman? So maybe that'll be something I can do to amuse myself later this weekend.
Well, I'm okay with the snow, but this is the first time I can ever remember in the 8 years of the station where I could not get in. And that's tough for a lot. I mean, for me, we're able to do this, and this is working okay as I understand it, so I'm happy with that. But there are a lot of people who can't get to places they need to get to. You know, people need medication. People need sometimes to go to the hospital. I'm sure the ambulances aren't running as fast as they normally are. The urgent cares are closed. It's a pickle.
Yeah, so the bus service is not running. So Sarah's at home listening and hearing me talk. That'd be the proper...
Well, yeah, I hope we can hear from Sarah, and I hope we hear from a lot of people out there. Again, I want to give the alternate number only for today, 740-751-4038. I know a lot of people have the station programmed into their cell phones, so write that down because that's what we're going to use this morning. And if you get, you won't get a busy signal on that number. You'll just get continual ringing. If it keeps ringing, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. Because I'm depending on you this morning, as I say, I'm at a remote location. So if we don't get the calls, I'm going to run out of things to talk about because this is a long morning because I'll be here till 1 o'clock this afternoon.
So it might be a good day for Windpipe to...
It'd be a good day for Windpipe and everybody else.
Anyway, Windpipe meeting one of our favorite listeners, Sarah, on Monday. How much have you heard about that? She's a really nice lady.
Yo, Sarah's great. I have not... I think I asked her just how it went, and she said okay. I think everything went okay. But here was the thing about the contest, as I said, and I don't think you and I have discussed this on the air. All I was saying was we did away with the rules for the contests because of the pandemic, because essentially we stopped all contests for about a year and a half, and we really haven't reinstated the rules. So from now on, when we do contest, I think it's best just before we start it to state the rules until we reinstate our station rules as far as contests go.
Yeah, we'll work on that. I'm hoping to come in Monday, and maybe, yeah, because, I mean, follow me. You have such a rapport, Scott, that if I come on after you, the phones don't stop ringing. You know, I always have things I can talk about, but, you know, I keep pressing that button. I still don't understand, you know, jokes aside, I don't understand the issue with people not hearing me on the phone. As I look at all the levels, my mouth is an inch or two from the microphone. And again, Bob blasts his radio while he's on the air. You can't do that.
Well, here's
in the background.
Here's what I haven't.
Sarah said I sound fine. You think I would know between my radio and computer knowledge and my logistical knowledge everything, Scott, that I know about. Again, jokes aside, is in this little equation of what the volume and quality should be. But that's why I'd like you just watch me take a call a couple times. And what am I doing wrong? If you know, I'm a big boy. If I'm messing something up, tell me and I will fix it because I want people to be able to hear me.
Here is my deduction of what's happening from not seeing it. What is with the callers? Why it's confusing is I think some callers are saying you sound fine because you sound fine coming over the air, and you do sound fine coming over the air. What the callers who are complaining about, they're saying they can't hear you through the phone. And the variables in that are what kind of phone are you using? And I think some people just have deeper voices than others. And also, again, it's what kind of phone you're using. So if you have a landline phone, I'm sure there would not be a lot of issue. I think that's what's happening. I think, honestly, when you take a call, I would just try to talk louder, even though that... what I hear people say that makes me think that is people are saying when the caller calls in, they sound so much louder than you. And I think that's why the caller can't hear you, because you're talking in the same voice when you're on the phone, and I think you got to amp it up a little bit there.
Okay, so when I'm on the phone, because I tried turning the volume down, and they said not much of a difference.
Yeah, just talk louder when somebody's on the phone.
Okay, so I should talk louder, even though I'm at a high conversational volume anyway. So keep my mouth an inch or two from the microphone. Talk louder. Because, I'm looking at the level, Scott. Normally we're at like a plus three. Anything more, it's going to be distorted.
Well, I'll tell you something funny, and I don't mean this in any negative way, because people know I'm a big advocate for women in broadcasting, but I know a lot of women...
Diversity of the station, that's one of the great things. We have a diverse air staff here, and that is one of many things that makes us the best station in the universe.
But I know Linda and Marge have had that problem as well. You know, where Charlie and I did not have the problem of callers hearing us, Linda and Marge have had that from time to time. And I think it's just the timbre of somebody's voice. Some people have deeper voices than others, and I think that's what it is on the phone.
A softer presentation to her voice, but I wouldn't say it's that high. Do you think my voice is deeper than yours? It's quite deep.
I think it's just how people hear it. And I think people are by this point, familiar with my voice. Not that they're not familiar with your voice. I just think coming over the phone, because I did listen, and the callers are booming in a lot louder than you are. And when I do a show, it doesn't seem to be that way. So maybe I'm just naturally talking louder when I'm on the phone.
Okay, so I should just, amp it up. And if it's is it okay if the levels go into the red? Because, they're going into the yellow. I watch them. I watch the levels while somebody talks.
Yeah, it won't. When somebody's on the phone, the clipping does not matter.
Okay, so it's okay then if it goes a little into the red. And should I turn the caller down a little bit? I tried that. I tried, because I notice sometimes my voice, it sounds muffly when I'm on the phone with somebody. So I've tried, if I talk, I turn them down and vice versa. I've tried muting. People said it didn't make a difference. So I'll go ahead and try talking louder, even if it clips a little bit when they're on the phone. Turn the caller down a little bit. But, turn your radio down. That's important. We can't make a valid assessment unless that's done, because we're at a 15, 20-second delay.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to check and see if we get any, but stay with, I know you're going to be out there this morning, Adam, so if we get a lull in the calls here, give us a buzz back.
Yeah, I'll find some way to amuse myself. I'm going to go on my some of the buffets I like are in Delaware County. They're probably closed, so I'll figure something out. Yesterday I went to the gym. There's a Greek restaurant I like in the same shopping center, but they were closed. My gym would be open if we had 3 feet of snow. They never close. But I'll check on the Greek place, because I'm really getting a craving for hummus.
All right. Well, good luck, Adam.
Either way, the Four Seasons in Ohio add to the fun. And it's a life experience. You were born after the blizzards in the 70s. I was around. I think I remember my mom saying, because radio people are essential. And I think, Bob Connors, I think my mom said, they got a helicopter and picked him up just so that he could do his show.
Well, I did. I thought about calling the sheriff this morning, and I know he would have come out or sent somebody out to get me and take me in.
Yeah, you're essential. They would have.
They would have. But I just, I felt if we can do this, and I also thought this would be a dry run in case I ever did have to do the show from home for other reasons. I thought, well, let's give it a try and see what happens.
Yeah, because I didn't know we could even do this. I figured we could, but you got this rigged pretty well. So I'm gonna try this one time. I'm going to go ahead and do a show from my house and give an alternate phone number and see if that would really be cool. Because the sound quality is good. There's not much of a difference.
As long as the computer doesn't go down at the station, we'll be okay.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Scott. I'll be listening. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right, and again, the phone lines are open here this morning. It's just an alternate number. Don't use the station number. The phone will ring there, but you'll probably get the answering machine. The phone number to call me this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, well, here comes somebody else. Let's see what they have to say this morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
You and Adam both have a good day.
Hey, how are you doing out there in this level 3?
Well, everything's fine here. I don't know about the end of the lane, because I'm not going out to check that. And level 3, there's no way and no reason for it. Everything's going fine. It sounds like you are. You got a happy, show going there. You and I have a good day.
Hey, thanks, Ted. Bye-bye. All right, again, give us a call here, 740-751-4038. I'm just glad we were able to get on this morning, because there was some worry last night that we would not be able to get on, And I wanted to make sure that we did get on for the audience, because I do know that people depend on us. But boy, I'll tell you, it's been a long time since we had a level 3 here in Marion. Does anybody know the last time that we had a level 3 snow emergency in Marion? I'm trying to think back in the 8-year history of this station if it ever happened. I know we've had level 2s, but I don't really remember a level 3. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, they was here right at 7 o'clock and got my trash today.
Did they? The trash people were out this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're essential.
That was before.
Well, I'm glad to hear that people are out this morning.
But, you know, if the transfer station is closed, I wonder if they're able to go out there and unload without anybody being there.
You know, I don't know. The message that we got in regard to the transfer station was just that it could impact sanitation services. Now, maybe because of 2 days of this, that would be a lot of trash to back up. Maybe they found some alternate route to do this. I'm guessing maybe that's what happened. Nobody has said anything. And as I say, a lot of these things that we're announcing are closed are just closed as a result of the level 3. Pretty much, I don't think anything is open. I haven't been out. Does anybody know, are the grocery stores? I think the grocery stores did remain open. I don't know if the restaurants did, though.
Well, I just don't think it was going to be worth their time being open.
Well, that's one of the problems.
Yeah.
Well, the side streets are a horrible mess. I haven't been able to get out to Route 95 here, which would be the closest main drag to where I live. But the side streets are just a mess. My street has not been plowed since sometime early yesterday morning.
I was going to order a Tubby's pizza last night, and they were closed.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that it's not exactly the blizzard of 78, but the drifting did happen. And I think that's what has made things so difficult. You go out in certain areas, and you can still see the grass in certain areas, so you think, well, everything's fine. But then in other areas, there's 2 foot of snow.
Yeah, the snow's so deep out there on the road that when they pull up to this intersection at Henry and Congress and they stop, they can't get going.
Well, yeah, and that was also my fear this morning. I thought, well, I could probably get down my road if I really tried. And I know 95 would have been clear, and I think the boulevard was probably pretty clear. But those side streets over there, like South Prospect and Bellefontaine Avenue, I thought, in Washington, which I normally go down, I thought I might not be able to get down those streets.
Which they probably shouldn't stop. You know, they should just come up to it slowly, which you ain't going to be able to drive past anyhow. And if not, look and see if anything's coming and just keep right on going. I don't see you getting a ticket, you know, because the cops are busy anyhow. They ain't around, so.
Well, I did take my car out last night, and again, the problem on my road is that now right outside my driveway, there's maybe an inch of snow, so I can get on the road. But the problem is the area that I would have to go through, and there's no other way to go. It's a one-way. At the end of it, there's about a I'm going to say, 2-foot drift. And my car or nobody else's is going to make it through that drift. And I know that because nobody else has attempted it, because that snow has no dents in it.
Yeah. Now, I don't think the drifting on the city streets is, you know, been too much of a problem, but out there where you live, where the, you know, it's a little bit more wide open, yeah, the drifting can really get you.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like in the city. Hopefully we get some reports. I mean, I don't want anybody on the roads because obviously we're still under a level 3, but for people who have had to go out for whatever reason or who maybe went out before the level 3, I wonder what the conditions are of the roads, South Prospect and I don't know if South Prospect is considered a side street or not. I don't know what they consider main arteries and what are not main arteries.
Well, I bet you they got it clear.
Now, can you hear? Could you hear Adam and Teddy this morning? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're trying with this phone system, so I'm glad it's working.
I just hope Adam figures it out, because on the phone, you know, you just can't hear him.
Well, I think that's the problem, to be honest. I think there's a lot of confusion there, because I think what's going on is people are saying, well, I can hear him fine, but what they're saying is they can hear him fine over the air. And what you guys who can't hear him are saying is that you can't hear him over the phone. So I think that's where a lot of confusion came. And I think what was happening, to be honest, was that...
I got a landline. You said, you know, might make a difference. I have a landline.
Right. And I think that's one of the big issues that was happening, was that I think he was not talking any differently. And maybe I just do it naturally because I'm there every morning. You have to talk a little louder when you're on the phone, and you do have a landline, so that's nice. But a lot of people who have cell phones, it's really changed the radio game, because cell phones are harder to hear through than landlines. So if you're calling a radio station, it might be hard for you to hear the person, depending on the reception and also the voice of the person.
I got a cell phone, but I don't like talking on it.
Yeah, well...
I just get basic minimum plan, but, you know, I could cut my bill, you know, $60 off phone bill if I just, you know, got rid of this landline, but I can hear so much better on it.
Oh, and it sounds so much better. I mean, obviously the reason to keep a landline is not to sound great on the radio, but I'm sure the people who you call on the landline appreciate it. You just sound so much better on a landline.
Yeah, I can't hear on the cell phone, but, you know, you have to make sure you have it in the right position, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, stay with us this morning. Call in anytime, because, like I said, I'm remote this morning, and the calls are going to be important this morning.
It sounds like it's still going good for you.
Hey, thank you, Lee. Bye-bye.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, phone lines are open. Oh, here comes another call. I got to get rid of that. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Weird, you know, you ring in, while I'm waiting for the other person to stop talking.
No, what happened?
Well, I dialed the number, and it started ringing in, and I thought, okay, I'm through, but then Lee comes on, and so you just keep ringing and ringing and ringing.
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny, because the difference is, well, first of all, we operate on a delay, so Lee probably just got in a few seconds before you did. And I think the way this line is set up, because we had to have a remote landline, or, you know, if we tried to do this through a cell phone, it would sound awful. I think it's set up to have call waiting, and the studio is not set up with call waiting. That's why you get the busy signal.
Yeah.
So on this line, you'll just get...
You know you're through, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So this station, you're just going to get ringing. Or this number.
But that's cool.
Yeah. So how's it going in your area?
Well, I wanted to say, of course, my street, side street off of Walnut, it hasn't been plowed, but then I heard last night they wouldn't even start plowing side streets until after 7 this morning. That's what I heard. And, you know, I'm kind of used to that, you know, because they don't get around to the side street, at least mine, for quite a while. My brother always thinks that's weird because he lives in Bucyrus. But at any rate, the side street here is still covered. And the only thing I see going down Walnut, Scott, is a little white pickup with a plow on it. So I don't know what's going on with
Side
Street.
Well, I tell you, it's strange.
At any rate, I got a double whammy because I live on an alley. So I'm not going anywhere, even down the alley, to get to my side street.
Well, I'll tell you the strange thing about being out where I am is I cannot remember a time, and I've lived here now for about 7 years, I never remember a time where nobody has even attempted to go down the street, which is also causing one of the problems. Because when I went out last night and I looked out this morning as well, there are no tracks in the snow on the street in front of my house. So nobody's even attempted, and I think it's because of that huge drift at the end of the road. Like I say, I can pull out of my driveway onto the street. There's only about 2 inches of snow at the end of my street, or end of my driveway. But if you would try to go down the street, there's about a 2 or 3 foot drift down there that I don't know anybody's going to be able to get through until they plow it.
Well, I was wondering, too, now, is it part of that drift from where 95 plows the snow over to the side?
Well, it could be. It could be. I know they plowed this yesterday because at the end of the street, at the end, other end of my street, there's a bunch of snow piled up. So I know at some point yesterday they did plow this street, but apparently a lot more snow fell and a lot more drifting happened. And I can see the street adjacent to Meijer, and I don't see any car. Well, I've seen one car go down that street. It's covered, and it was an SUV. So I don't know. It's a mess out there this morning.
Yeah. Well, what is, Glenn, he didn't even have to get out of bed, did he?
No, Glenn didn't have to get out. I was thinking of all the options, because we did have options. You know, if Glenn would have been able to make it to the Meijer parking lot, I could have walked over there, and I probably could have gotten to the station that way. And as I say, if I would have called the sheriff, any sheriff in town would have done that. They've been doing that for radio people for years because they understand that it's essential for people to hear what's going on. But I thought, if we can do it this way and we can take calls, it might be a good forerunner if anything ever did happen at the station or somebody might not be able to make it in.
I think it's an excellent idea, and I can hear you super on my cell phone, and I can hear you super on my radio. I didn't have Alexa on, because I just switched the radio on so I could switch it up and down. But you're sounding great, and I think that's an excellent idea.
Well, I'm glad, and like I say, call in any time this morning, because there wasn't much planning that went into this morning, so I don't have much to talk about aside from cancellation, so we've got a lot of time to fill this morning.
Okay, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, phone lines are open here. Now, the alternate number, I know I'm going to give the station number from time to time. It's just a habit. 740-751-4038 is the number to call this morning. 740-751-4038, 53 minutes past the hour here on this very, well, I guess you wouldn't call it a snowy morning. More of just a wintry aftermath of a big, big storm here in Marion. Now, as the last caller said, remember, when you call this number, if I'm on the line with somebody else, it's just going to ring. It's not going to ring busy like the studio does. It's just going to ring and ring and ring and ring. That just means I'm on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. But the phone lines are currently open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That would be the number to call this morning if you want to get in on the show. What's it like in your neck of the woods this morning? Everything is pretty well closed. We know that. Let's see here. I do want to let everybody know again that a level 3 snow emergency means all roadways are closed to all non-emergency traffic. Driving is prohibited unless it is due to an emergency. Essential business or work travel only. All right, we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's snowy out here.
Are you hunkered down today as well?
Yeah, and I live out in the country, so we've got drifting everywhere. I couldn't begin to tell you how much snow we have because of the drifting.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I've been trying to get a snow accumulation total for Marion from different sites, but every site seems to be different, and nobody's got an accurate account, and I think it's because of the drifting.
Yeah, because I could go out and I can measure a half an inch, and I can measure 2 feet, and I can measure 6 inches. So it just, you know, who knows where you would have to measure to find a place that wasn't blowing and drifting.
Well, as I was saying, this obviously was not the blizzard of 78, but it did mimic it in the drifting aspect.
Yes. And it's you know, in certain places it's pretty bad. On the one side of our house, it's probably a 4 foot drift.
Well, that was what was strange when I went out to shovel the driveway yesterday. up by the garage door, it was probably 2 to 3 foot tall, but at the end of the driveway, maybe 4 or 5 inches. It was just odd how it was on a downhill slope, and I could even see in my neighbor's yard, I could still see part of their driveway. It was not covered at all, and I think that was just because of the blowing and the drifting, and that, you know, if we ever wondered why the blizzard of 78 was a problem, those of us who don't remember it well or weren't in this area or weren't born yet, you can see why drifting causes such a major problem.
Absolutely, yep. By the way, I usually call on my cell phone, and I've been having trouble hearing you guys when I use my Bluetooth. But I purchased a new Bluetooth, and you're coming in loud and clear on my Bluetooth.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, because I was worried this morning. I'll tell you, because what I was going to do, what plan B was going to be, was I was just going to insert a message saying we weren't able to make it in this morning because of weather conditions, and here are the delays we have, and just update those all morning. But then I thought, you know, we do have this one way to do a remote. It's never really been tested. So, you know, let's just come on the air and let people know that if we do lose connection, stay with us. We'll try to get it back. But apparently it's sounding okay.
Yeah, you passed the test with flying colors.
Well, let's hope it holds out all morning.
Yes, we do.
Hey, thanks, Pastor.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye. All right, Pastor Craig, host of two shows here on the station. Study His Word Sunday at 11:10 a.m. on this station. And also, he does, the title of that show is still up in the air. Live at 5, The Show with No Name with Nate Redman and Terry Tackett at 5:15 on Wednesday. 57 minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say. 740-751-4038. Remember, that's the alternate number this morning. 740-751-4038. And remember, if you dial on that number, it will ring and just continue to ring if we're on the line with somebody else. So don't think that we're ignoring you or that we're not getting you in or that you've dialed the wrong number or anything like that. It just means that we're on the line with somebody else. Now, kind of interesting, I have a clock in front of me, and right now it reads 8:58 and 37 seconds. Now, I'm going to try to time these top-of-the-hours things as close as I can, but if there is a little overlap of the top-of-the-hour and my voice, we'll just have to deal with that because, again, I'm not in the studio. We have about a minute here before we're going to break for the top-of-the-hour news and weather, and boy, that's certainly important. We'll come back about 9:15 this morning and do some more closings and delays, let you know what the weather report is, see if that level 3 is going to be lifted anytime soon. And again, call in wherever you are and let us know what's going on. Let us know what the weather conditions are, because a lot of the side streets in Marion are not in very good shape this morning. And I'm not really sure if the main drags are in good shape. I cannot speak from firsthand experience this morning, to be honest with you. I have not been out to 95. I have not been on 309. I have not been the Boulevard. I'm kind of curious about the Boulevard. I wonder if that was able to be dealt with properly, plowed properly. 45 seconds. We're going to see if this is in sync with the station. In 10 seconds, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to go to break, but we will be back in 15 minutes here on WWGH Radio. Don't go anywhere. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the